Join the conversation.
Join the conversation.
You're with Kate Talk.
It is Monday afternoon, which means we're talking all things food, and I'm delighted to be joined in studio by the team from Harbour House. As you'll know, Harbour House is a long-standing and favourite Capetonian establishment based both in Cork Bay and at Quay 4 at the V&A waterfront. It is a sophisticated restaurant which offers international cuisine with Mediterranean elements in an elegant setting. We are joined by the team from Harbour House at the waterfront today, and Amy Rates is the senior brand manager. She's come in carrying some delicious food in amazing looking assortment here. Amy, good afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first and foremost, let's talk about the revamp of the Harbour House at the waterfront, because you've recently undergone a bit of a facelift, haven't you?
Yes, we have. We've taken a little bit more of a luxury and yacht-inspired look and feel, given it a bit of a uplift and more refreshed look going into season. We've got lots more like white leather and beautiful marble, and just given the deck a bit of a freshened up, you know, look and feel. And yeah, it's a lot more welcoming, keeping also true to the original Harbour House V&A that it always was. So yeah.
I'm sure you're looking forward to the upcoming season, particularly as the last few years have been such tough ones for the restaurant and hospitality industry. What are you expecting come this holiday season?
I think we're expecting a lot more of the tourism uptick, you know, especially the V&A is quite a tourism attraction. So I think this year will be one of the better years compared to what we've had to undergo, especially with Harbour House being quite a tourist destinational restaurant, I would say. I think we would have a lot more internationals visiting us, since we do have quite of a international Mediterranean cuisine and all. So I think, yeah, we're expecting quite a big uptick. We've had a great response already since we've opened our doors after the revamp. So we're very excited.
Amazing. Amy, I've been fortunate enough to eat at the Harbour House in Cork Bay. It's one of my absolute favourite places to go, and a favourite of many people that I know. I haven't been to the one at the waterfront. How do the two differ?
So the Harbour House V&A store is along the water's edge. It's just a little bit on the harbour, and I think it's a little bit more of a different experience compared to Cork Bay. Cork Bay is more of a destinational kind of going out to Cork Bay for the day, and you've got waves crashing up against the windows. And then compared to the V&A, especially with the different look and feel, I think you can just expect two completely different experiences and feel that you are, you know, in some form of a luxury setting, yet not so far away from home.
Okay.
And the Cork Bay store's also gone under a little bit of a minor facelift, so it has a little bit of a new finishing. So we're excited about that. We were closed for a few days and now we open again. So I think they do somehow align as well.
And are the menus at the two restaurants the same?
Yes. So there's some dishes that are a little bit different at the V&A, but they are majority the same. Also at the V&A, we've got an upstairs section where we serve mostly like small plates and seafood items, and it's more like a cocktail sundowner session. And then if you're done with that, you can go downstairs and enjoy a nice fine dining meal and drinks and so on.
Okay, great. Well, Amy, don't keep me in suspense any longer. Talk to me about some of these delicious dishes that you've put out in front of me. And just for our listeners at home, our online team have come in and taken lots of pictures. So you can head over to our website and Facebook page and see pictures of the beautiful offerings that we've been treated with this afternoon. But Amy, over to you. Tell us about these various boxes.
So we've selected a few of the newer dishes, which over here we've got the salmon. This is actually like a very famous salmon, like from Scotland and so on, that I've been told by a head chef. It's one of our more premium salmon options on the menu.
Okay.
And then over here we have our Miso Miriam sea bass, which is bedded on a like couscous, pulled couscous. And then over here, this is our ribeye steak. And then we've got a few rainbow rolls as well in prawn, tuna and salmon.
Okay, so typically I wouldn't order sushi when I go to the Harbour House, just because you've got such other appealing offerings to me, you know, your fish and your seafood offerings.
Yes.
Do a lot of people choose the sushi? Is that one of the more popular dishes on your menu?
Yes, I think they do. I think it depends, like, what you're in the mood for. If it's, you know, a nice summer's day, or, you know, more of like a winter gloomy. I think some people prefer like a nice warm meal, and others prefer something maybe light with a glass of white wine or a cocktail. So I think it all depends, what you're in the mood for. We've got people that love both, that really enjoy our sushi options. We also have a new sushi like element now, where if you order some of the dishes, it has like a flaming element to it. So it makes it quite entertaining when they bring it to the table. Unfortunately, I couldn't do that in studio. But I think these new dishes that they've brought, you know, we do serve like the freshest of fish and try and really bring a different element to our menu. So something for everyone to enjoy.
Okay, I've been told that I must try some of these dishes, which I'm very excited to now do. So I'm going to start with this salmon, and so that I don't have to talk to the listeners with my mouth full, Amy, while I'm chewing it, if you could just tell the listeners exactly how it's prepared and what it's prepared with, that would be really great.
So that's actually called the Loch Duart salmon. It's one of the finer salmons that have been told from Scotland, and it's about a 200-gram portion of salmon that is marinated for about 6 hours in our miso Miriam blend, and then it's pan-seared and oven-finished, and therefore it's also then served with the wasabi aioli and pickled ginger.
Oh, that's absolutely delicious. I can taste the ginger in there. Wow.
Yes, it's one of our most popular dishes at the moment.
And it's a substantial piece of fish. I mean, I don't think I'd be able to finish the whole thing, even if I was ordering it as a main course. You know, this is like a big steak. It's enormous and very substantial and filling.
Our portions are quite, I would say, quite fair. So we're not on the more tougher side of things. We like to make people feel that they're getting like a really nice, full, well-rounded meal.
And it's got some green beans here on the side with some garlicky, is it mayonnaise or aioli?
Yes, it's like an aioli.
Oh, that's delicious, Amy. And then the next one that I'm going to try?
Yes, that's the miso Marion sea bass, also one of our popular dishes, new dishes as well at the moment.
Okay, and you say it's served on a couscous. It looks very much like a risotto, actually.
Yes, they call it a pearl couscous.
Oh,
so it's actually one of our signature dishes, and it's also a 200-gram sea bass fillet marinated for about 24 hours in a yellow miso and fermented rice wine marinade. And then it's pan-seared, oven-finished, served with a ginger, coconut, and lime leaf pearl couscous with butter braised bok choy.
Oh, that is amazing. So interestingly, even though you say that your menu is quite a Mediterranean offering, there's a lot of Asian influence coming in here.
Yes,
a lot of miso, you say the bok choy, a lot of ginger and soy.
Yes, I think our head chef has had quite a bit more of a playful, I think, take on some of the newer dishes. Mm-hmm. Just trying to keep it a bit more fresh, I think quite on trend. I feel like, you know,
absolutely,
that's
quite
trendy at the moment.
Definitely.
So, I think it's something for everyone, and we've also added a few more meat dishes to our menu. So we've also got this ribeye steak.
That looks amazing. Wow. this ribeye looks incredible. And this is served with a crusted, is it a potato rosti or what is this
side? It's a bone marrow croquette.
A bone marrow croquette. Wow, I don't think I've ever tried one of those before.
They are quite good.
Wow. Okay, let me try that. I don't have a knife here.
I'm going to try it with another.
That's okay. I've managed to break it apart with my fork. Thanks, Amy. And while I'm diving into this bone marrow croquette, tell our listeners what vegan offerings you may also have on offer for people that don't want to eat meat and bone marrow.
We've got a few. Obviously, we have like a few options for vegetarians with the sushi. So we have that. And then we also do have a few, one or two. We've got the gnocchi. And then we also have, I think a pasta. And then, I'm not...
Oh, that's absolutely delicious. That's very delicious. Very rich, actually. I don't think I'd be able to eat a lot of that, but in moderation, wow, that really is good.
I think if you eat a lot more of the meat, then yes, I think a little bit with a piece of, like, you know, the meat, it will balance out well.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. So you would eat that with the steak, which I'm unfortunately not able to cut. We don't have a knife here in the studio. But that's really, really delicious. Amy, do you have any promotions coming up at Harbour House that you'd like our listeners to know about, or anything you'd like to tell them before we let you go?
Unfortunately, we don't really do promotions at Harbour House. We like to keep it quiet, you know.
Upscale
for now. I think when it was more during COVID, we had like special meal offerings where it was like a 2-course or a 3-course. Mm-hmm. But for now, it's just the standard menu, cocktail and sushi offerings.
Well, it's certainly a very attractive menu from what I see here. And I look forward to going and actually enjoying it in the luxury of your new space coming up soon.
Yes.
So thank you so much for joining us in studio this afternoon, Amy, and for bringing all these delicious treats. And I would encourage our listeners to go onto our website and Facebook page and see the pictures of what you can look forward to if you go to the new Harbour House at the waterfront. Thanks, Amy.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks so much for coming in. That's Amy Raitt, Senior Brand Manager at the Harbour House V&A Waterfront. And do yourselves a favor and go and try their delicious menu in their beautifully renovated new space at the V&A Waterfront.